know the drill. It's your art gallery, Lucky Dip. And this week, I'm taking you to the Goulburn Regional Gallery. And look, have you ever stopped in there? My stepson lives in Canberra, so we often stop in on the way through to Canberra. And can I tell you, it is one of the loveliest spaces. And they have this really fantastic window into the stock room, which I would recommend all major galleries doing because it's a great portal to seeing some of the works that aren't out on display all the time. And the gift shop is awesome. This is not a sponsored post, but it really is. The Goulburn Regional Gallery is a really fantastic place. So anyway, the moment they've got on an exhibition called Earthbound, and it's been curated by Hannah G, who is the Programs and Exhibition Coordinator down at the Goulburn Regional Gallery. Hannah, how are you?
I'm well, thank you so much. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're well, thank you. I was just saying how much I love the Goulburn Regional Gallery and that this is not a sponsored post, but I was saying even the gift shop is awesome. You guys have nailed it down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, our gallery store gift shop is curated by our gallery officer, Janine Giddos. And like the rest of us, she has a huge passion for supporting living artists, and that passion feeds into the gallery store. So it's not just, you know, full of gift shop paraphernalia or things like that. It's actually full of art.
Yeah, it's really cool. Okay, tell us a little bit about Earthbound that's about to open there.
Earthbound. So Earthbound is a group exhibition featuring six artists. Each of these artists are contemporary artists who work in the medium of ceramics, and their work is expressive of the process. So it's not, when you think of ceramics, you usually think of craft or a functional object, but these works are all created with the idea of the process in mind. So actually the doing and the creating, which has created some really, really marvellous looking objects.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Tell us about some of the objects. What do they look like? Is there traditional kind of, you know, the vase or vessel type work? Are there kind of sculptural works?
Yeah, well, there is actually a huge mix of either the vessel or something that is more like purely ornamental or sculptural or even talismanic. So we've got artists like Ian Jones and Kate Mackay who are just brilliant and masters of the throwing process, which is the wheel. And the wheel creates that kind of axial symmetry, which is just so ancient, and very important in terms of our ability to cook food and eat food and develop our brains and change as a society. So there are those kinds of objects, and then there's the work of Janet Fieldhouse, which is all about Torres Strait Islander culture and shapes and forms and almost an animated object that has its own kind of life force, which is just beautiful. So it's that's a big jump between those two different objects within the same practice.
Yeah, right.
And then you've got Carlene Thompson, who works with a sgraffito process, which is engraving imagery into like a leather hard part of the clay and then firing it. Yeah, so then you end up with actual narrative through imagery, which itself is an incredibly old process, but then being revived through a contemporary story. And then Katrina...
Because is there six artists in the show?
Yes, there are six artists, and they're all incredibly, incredibly different, but in bringing them together and examining the ceramic process, the show sits together just beautifully. So it's incredibly tactile as well. It's actually interesting to be talking about it verbally through an audible medium. I'm trying to sort of express the actual textures of it. I think when people come into the show, it'll be the textures and the colours that will light up their thinking.
And a really interesting point. I mean, obviously paintings, it's always like, do not touch the paintings. But is that the same with ceramics?
In terms of an art gallery context or a museum context, obviously there is always a do not touch policy, simply because...
don't want someone to knock it over.
I mean, it's our duty of care over the object and the artist to preserve the work while it's in our hands, in a metaphorical kind of metaphorical way of speaking, in our hands.
Yep.
But obviously the works have been created through touch. So it's really, in terms of the evocative sensation of being able to touch an object, that desire will always be there, I think, when people visit the space.
Yeah.
The first thing they want to do is sort of cup something in their hand or reach out and sort of feel the different reverberations, I think. So it'll be interesting to see how that translates online. Obviously, we're closed to the public at the moment for the foreseeable future, but we're putting out a video catalogue to sort of distribute that sensation of touch
and
through vision.
Goulburn is a regional gallery, but can people buy the artworks? You know, like if we go into Art Gallery of New South Wales, we can't buy the artworks. But if we come into Goulburn Regional Gallery, can you buy the artworks there? Or is it still, that's not part of the program?
Well, we're a public gallery rather than a commercial gallery. So yeah. we don't actively try and sell the work.
Yeah.
But if inquiries are made, then we can go down that process by either referring to the representing gallery. So sometimes artists are represented by a commercial gallery, and we can always forward those inquiries on to that gallery, or we can make arrangements with the artist privately. Yeah, it's sort of a case by case basis for us. We're here to bring contemporary art to Goulburn and also to highlight the contemporary art that comes from Goulburn. So we're not really in it to make a lot of money,
It's more about showing the work and bringing it to the place than having a commercial turnover per se.
Absolutely, yeah. Which is incredibly freeing. It allows us to have different kinds of conversations than you probably would with a commercial gallery. It's just, yeah.
And so where is the best place for everyone to catch the exhibition?
Definitely keep an eye on our Instagram. On Goulburn Regional Art Gallery's Instagram, we will be releasing, as I mentioned, the video catalogue, which is in the works now that the show has been fully installed. So we'll start documenting and creating that video in the coming week, and then it will go out after we open on the 10th.
On the 10th.
So there'll be a fair amount of video. Video collateral associated with the show coming out on social media, so Instagram and Facebook, as well as digital tours for children as well.
Oh, cool! That's cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be fantastic. We have an education program that takes its energy from our exhibitions. So it's fantastic to be able to create things tailored for the Goulburn community and schools that otherwise wouldn't be able to reach us even under normal circumstances. So, yeah, lots of different things will be coming out.
Excellent. Hannah G, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it. All the best with the exhibition opening.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. An absolute pleasure, and I hope you guys are well.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, you too. Yeah. I know, right? Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Thank you so much.